Greetings. Welcome back to IdahoPress.com. BJ Raines with you, Boise State beat writer for the Idaho Press Tribune and our website, IdahoPress.com. Talking Boise State football, coming off a tough loss, 41-40 at Fresno State. My guest again this week, the outstanding broadcaster extraordinaire from ESPN Boise, 730 AM, 96.5 FM, Johnny Ballgame, Mr. John Mallory. John, tough loss at Fresno State. I guess first, just your thoughts on that game.
You know, I was saying a bunch yesterday, Boise State outgained Fresno on offense. They had 561 yards of offense, PJ, compared to what, 520 from Fresno. They lost by 1 point. You know, I thought Coach Pete did an exceptional job with the fake punt call, you know, going for two. You know, that's what Coach Pete does here. That's what they've been doing for 10 to 12 years. I think you live with some stuff, you die with some stuff, unfortunately. But looking back, it was a hard-fought game between two contending teams in the Mountain West. I know Bronco Nation may not want to, you know, come to grips with, maybe they're not national contenders this year, but they're certainly conference contenders. That's a good football team. Dot a couple I's, cross a couple T's, and I think you're back in business. Lost by 1 point.
Yeah, and I know it seems like everybody, you know, 2-2, everybody wants to kind of freak out, but your two losses were, one was by 1 point, and the other one was to another team that's 3-0 and undefeated. So both teams are undefeated and ranked right now that they've played. And yeah, they're so close to having things be different, but what was kind of the talk of the fans on your show and just the reaction to this game? You know, to me, it just seemed, it was a fun game to watch. I mean, it seemed like Boise State football. They did the fake punt and the fake extra point and you know, the onside kick or the pooch kick and the two-point conversion where they had the fake pass, and there was a play where Ajayi threw it back to Southwick for the run. I mean, it just seemed like it was Boise State football.
That's what I did like about that. The trickeration, you know, the not knowing what they're going to be calling. I like that aspect of the game. Our callers, you know, and I love Bronco Nation, but they like winning, okay? And they always can pick apart. You know, they hated the two-point conversion call. We had several calls on that. Just take the one. What are we doing? And, you know, that call especially. And then the defense. Now it's kind of shifting over there. I think, you know, you surrender over 500 yards to good opponents. Both good opponents they've played, Washington and Fresno. Washington over 600 yards, I believe. And Fresno had 520. So when you're playing quality opponents, not being able to, one, get off the field on third down, and two, create any turnovers. Boise State defenses in the past, BJ, they've created turnovers, and they get off the field on third down. Those are two big things that we need to see going forward that need to be corrected.
BJ Raines here on IdahoPress.com, the Bronco Report podcast, visiting for a couple more minutes with John Mallory from ESPN Boise. And you mentioned the defense, obviously a lot of youth, a lot of inexperience. I know that they don't want to use that as an excuse, but, I mean, at some point when you lose all these guys to the NFL, aren't you going to have some sort of natural drop-off?
Yeah, and you made a great point the other day saying that if you go back to the 2010 team, there was 10 kids on that defense who in some form or another played professional football. That's the whole defense, BJ. That's 10 out of 11. That's some talent there, and they don't have that now. But I think Coach K and his assistants can do a good job of getting them going and contending in the Mountain West. I'll be surprised if they're not playing in the Mountain West Championship game. I like this team. I think they're getting better every week, BJ. And you know what? Maybe they have a chance to go back to Fresno in early December, huh?
And I know they'd really like that. I know they'd love to get another shot at him. How do you fix the defense? I mean, is it just a talent issue right now? Is it just a experience issue? I mean, is it just going to take time at this point for them to get better? Or is there something schematic that you're not seeing right now?
It seems to me in football, from what I've watched, it's like when you have talent, less schematic. You just let talent be talent. Maybe when you have a little less talent, you need to bring it with the schemes. And maybe they're kind of figuring out right now, I don't know, what they have or what they don't have and what's going to fit best. One thing we probably will see is Derek Carr continue to dissect defense after defense the remainder of the season. Washington offense is fantastic too.
It's not like they're losing to Rudy Pooh teams here.
Not at all. And with Utah State coming up, look, BYU's looked a little less against Utah than they did against Texas. Maybe that tells you something about Texas. But going forward, and heck, this game, Southern Miss, Saturday night, I expect a good old-fashioned Bronco beatdown.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be quite as bad as the UT-Martin game, but I would expect it to be a 3-4-5 touchdown victory in this game. Southern Miss has not won a game last season or this season. I think 0-15, you know, right now in the last two seasons. So, yeah, this is a game where I guess you worry about yourself. You worry about, you know, making some strides on defense and kind of getting back on track. And I guess, you know, Coach Pete said yesterday there's still a lot to play for. You mentioned it's still a chance to get back to the Mountain West Championship game. Obviously, the Utah State game is going to be a huge game in determining that. But just kind of, you know, final thing, just kind of your general thoughts, the outlook of the team going forward from here.
Yeah, BYU, even if they do lose that, and that's not what they want to do, it's not a conference game. Utah State is the game. And then you got to look at Wyoming a little bit, too. They're playing good football. This week, quickly, Southern Miss, I should say. I like Todd Monken. I think that was a good hire. He was the OC at Oklahoma State, and he had a lot of success in the Big 12. I think ultimately that's going to be a pretty good hire, but this shouldn't be a problem for Boise State this week. Moving forward the rest of the way, you know, you got to go to Logan in a couple of weeks, and you get a bye week before that game. That should be big, but you know what? I think it's going to be a very nice season. I think one week or in a couple months, BJ, we'll look back on this and be like, ah, remember when we were 2-2 and the whole town was going crazy, pressing the panic button? You know, look at our record now. I think that's what fans will say.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, I think maybe you lose one more game in the regular season the rest of the way. Possibly Utah State. You mentioned Wyoming, but that is at home. But I don't see a lot more losses on the schedule. The rest of the schedule is not that tough. So all things considered, you still could be, you know, 9-2, 8-3, I think at worst, going into possibly another championship game. So still a lot to play for, and obviously we'll have you covered with all the news and notes from Boise State football at idahopress.com.